Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm calling in from Southern California this evening. Glad that you're on the line. New information from our owner and founder, David Sandoval. Tonight's call is about the five tribes of food. Really interesting information about the trends that are happening in food. And not surprisingly, David and his philosophy, the mission and vision and focus that he's had for several decades now is right on point. The world is finally catching up to what Purium has and the way that Dave has been putting together the ingredients and the formulas and the philosophy for our food. People are getting it. People understand why they need to eat cleaner and greener. And Dave's going to talk a little bit about the different ways that people think about food, connect with food, and how they connect with Purium. So if you're just a consumer, that's fantastic. You're going to learn about why you know, you're consuming the right foods for yourself and your family. And if you're a promoter of Purium, you're really going to want to take some notes on tonight's call because you're going to have a better understanding of the types of people that think about food and how they think about food and why and how you can present Purium in a way that's going to relate to how they're already thinking about food. And obviously, if you can connect with people and help them to get what they want, then they're going to join your team and join this mission and movement as well. So I'm happy to turn the call over to our owner and founder, the author of the Green Foods Bible, the person who came up with this philosophy decades ago and how the world is catching up to him, David Sandoval. So, David, you on the line.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can.
Awesome. Well, thank you. I am in my car headed up to the Oasis, so I'm going to find a nice place to pull over so that we don't lose the cell signal. Hopefully the place I pull over will not be the place that we lose it. But I'm just going to check in again to make sure that you can hear me as I find a secure place to pull over and make sure that we've got ourselves a good signal. So sounds like we're so far so good. And again, my name is David Sandoval. I'm one of the owners and founders of Purium Health Products. And Wednesday is a time when I get to be me. Sorry about that, you guys. Wednesday is a time when I get to be me and talk about my passion and why I do what I do. And what I do is embodied by Purium. So I was reading an interesting article that talked about how people are forming into what the writer called the five tribes of food selection. And these are trends that have manifested themselves that sort of reveal when people go to make a decision what criterion they're using. Now, to back up just a little bit, I've been trying to teach people my philosophy of marketing for a while, and they didn't always get it, and they're starting to. And this study proves that. Not that people are getting it, but that I was right. And I love being right. So anyway, it doesn't happen that often, so I gotta, you know, gotta really tout it. The bottom line is that I was right about a few things. And one of the things I was right about, and I ask people all the time, would you rather have a product that was good for everybody or a product that was good for a specific subgroup, let's say women under 35 who live in North America or something like that? And they'd always answer, no, I want a product that's good for everybody. And I say, that's not true. Because if you advertise a product or talk about a product as though it's good for everybody, then nobody listens. But if you talk specifically about a product that's good for men who are over 45, who are active, then you're going to get some ears perk up when people who identify with those three descriptors realize that you've created something just for them. And that's far more important than being one of everybody. Unless it's everybody was saved, then it's good to be part of everybody. But otherwise, being part of everybody makes you really part of nobody. Like that old saying, it's everybody else who's crazy, not me. And so the truth is that this is how crazy I was. Years ago, I realized that we needed to identify with people who were seeking answers. And we needed to be the answer to their questions. And so the five tribes of people have been divided into, the first tribe are those who say, I need a product that says it doesn't have gluten, it doesn't have peanuts, it's kosher, it is organic, it meets a standard that I require because of a health reason. I'm allergic to wheat, I'm allergic to soy, I'm allergic to peanuts, I eat kosher, I eat raw, I eat organic. If you have put a label on yourself, you need that label to be on the food you eat. It's automatic. And so the first tribe are those people who have specific needs or perceived needs that must be reflected in their food. And those aren't just a choice. It is a need. You must eat kosher if that's your religion. If you've chosen to eat raw, then you're 100% raw, then you must look at those ingredients to make sure they fit that criterion. So now at Purium, we have striven, we have tried to meet, because I don't think striving is a word, but we have strived to meet several of those standards that people look at and identify with. We have a kosher symbol on our products, on many of our products that most people don't notice unless they eat kosher. We have a little symbol that says vegan on 95 or 98% of our products that he notices unless you're a vegan. We have products that are gluten-free that we specifically point out for those who need those options. And so the first tribe of people are those who are going to choose a food based upon the fact that it meets their standard of exclusion, meaning it doesn't have this, or it does have that. And that is usually a symbol of approval. And this is usually something that they're allergic to. And we meet those standards for many, many people. So when someone says I'm vegan, we have vegan products. When someone says I'm raw, we have raw products. When someone says I'm gluten-free, we have some gluten-free products. When someone says I'm kosher, we have kosher products. So we're meeting those standards. The next thing is that there are people who will only eat foods that they consider to be pure. And that means that don't have, you know, artificial colors or sweeteners or fillers or binders. Well, that's part of our promise. One of the tribes of people literally ascribes to eating food that is totally pure. And when they eat that totally pure food, they know that their body will then have a great chance of being totally pure. And so the whole food people, the pure food, whole food people, they don't take synthetic vitamins. They don't allow synthetic, you know, colors or artificial sweeteners or hydrogenated oils or partially hydrogenated oils or any of these other things. And they read labels. And they look for those exclusionary things on their label. And when they don't see them, then they're happy. Because they're worried more about what's not in it than what is. And for those people, we meet their standard as well. We are totally pure. We don't have anything in our food that isn't food. We are a whole food nutrition company. And for those people who ascribe to whole food nutrition, and it may seem funny, but there are subsets of people that you might not even think of. Like, think of, let's say, a Scientologist. Do you know that we have a lot of Scientologists who love Purium products because they don't believe in pharmaceutical drugs? And what better to balance your body and your mind and keep it healthy than what we have? And so you have to look at what people are looking for. And there's a lot of subgroups that have certain needs, and we want to show that we are, you know, sensitive to those needs. One of the other subgroups that I think is very interesting is those people who love ancient foods. There's a whole realm of people, and you could call it paleo, but it's not really that. There's people who look for foods that are historically sort of significant. And if you look at our offerings, things like, you know, aloe vera and ginseng and our activated barley, which was literally ripped from the pages of history, and it was used by gladiators and Roman physicians. When you look at aloe vera, which was the favorite healing food of Hippocrates, who was the father of natural medicine, when you look at our kamut, which is found in an Egyptian tomb and not seen for thousands of years and was reintroduced to people, I could go on and on. Purium is a company that delivers ancient wisdom in our foods, whether it be our vitamin C that comes from ancient Ayurvedic herbs and shamanic herbs and the fruit of the Ashaninkas. You know, this is ancient wisdom that we are bringing into modern lifestyle. And we fully attract that tribe of people who believe in ancient wisdom. And I could give 100 examples in the different herbs that we've selected, the foods that we've selected, the way that they're prepared. And so ancient wisdom is definitely one of the tribes that we are attracting, you know. Now, I'm not working off of notes here, and I apologize, and I'm losing my train of thought just a little bit. So I've covered pure food. I've covered foods that meet exclusionary standards, and I've covered foods that meet, that ancient standard, but there's people who believe in only eating seasonal, local, and fresh. And someone challenged me, and they said, you know, how do you meet that standard for that tribe? And I said, you know, we meet that standard in ways you might not imagine. Do we meet it ideally? Do we give you fresh food from a farmer from 60 miles away from you that is a fruit that only should be grown in that season? No, we don't do that. But here's what we do. We deliver fruit that was grown in the season it's supposed to be grown, when it is most abundant, and then we harvest it and we dry it to where whenever you have it, it was seasonally fresh. Secondly, we try to buy American whenever we can. Now, that's the closest thing to buying local that I can think of for a corporation. For a corporation to buy local means to buy from the country that you live in and that most of your customers are from. And we do that. So we do buy seasonally. And we do deliver the equivalent of fresh because of the amazing preservation method that we use that uses no heat and happens instantly. And by contrast, fruit that has been harvested and put on a truck and sent to a warehouse and put in a refrigerator and then sent to the store and then put on a shelf and then sold to you and then brought home in your refrigerator and taken out and eaten, that fruit's 12 days old. The fruit that I give you was harvested the day that it was dried. So we are fresh in that regard, fresher than the fruit that you're going to eat. We are seasonal in that if you're eating strawberries in the wintertime, they were grown in the wintertime. That's not when strawberries have the phytochemicals that are triggered by hot weather, which is why strawberries are good for you. So ours are seasonal. Your fresh ones aren't. So ours are local because they're from the United States for the most part. So seasonal, fresh, and local. maybe not in the ideal definition of the word, but nonetheless, we are all of that. Give me 1 second to take a sip of water. Awesome. So, you know, I know that we have hundreds and hundreds of people listening tonight, and all of you are saying, you know what, I could relate to one of these tribes. I'm gluten-free. My son can't tolerate peanuts. My uncle eats kosher. So I understand the first one. The second one, I absolutely hate when there's binders, fillers, excipients, and artificial stuff. So, yeah, I'm a label reader, for sure. And you can relate to that tribe. And other of you are going, I'm all about whole food. I don't ever take isolated chemical nutrients. That's why I was attracted to Purium, because they are in the whole food nutrition like no company I've ever seen before. And then other people are like, oh, my God, no one ever has ancient knowledge. I totally love Purium's ancient knowledge, the wisdom that they're ripping from the pages of history, returning to modern life. And, you know, do we meet the seasonal, local, and fresh tribe? Not perfectly. And I'm not going to pretend that we do. But on the corporate level, then we absolutely are seasonal, local, and fresh like no other corporate-delivered food can be. And I want to tell you a little story about freshness and about carbon footprints that you might not understand. See, we're a green company, not only because I love green. I love green food. I love spirulina. I love, you know, salads. I love it all. But we're also a green company in that we care about the earth we live on. We are trying to reduce what you call a carbon footprint as much as we can. And the carbon footprint is how much pollution or waste or impact you have on the earth in exchange for your being here. What do you take from the earth? And the less of a carbon footprint you leave for having been here, the better citizen of the earth you are. And I believe that. Well, imagine the following scenario. And this is legitimate. I've done the math. You can check it out. If you grow broccoli, which is very nutritious, you grow 1 acre of broccoli, you harvest 5,000 pounds of broccoli, and you leave about 500 pounds of broccoli in the field that rotted because it grew too quick or was so young it wouldn't mature, but you took the sweet spot, you took the 90 to 95% of the broccoli that was ready to harvest, and you harvested it. Well, in the harvesting process, in the, you know, boxing it and the cutting it and the putting it in the truck and taking it to market, some of the broccoli is damaged and some of it goes rotten being moved to the store. You lose a few percentage points there. Then you put it onto the store shelf and only about 60% gets sold. About 30 to 40% gets thrown away ultimately because it doesn't get bought on time. And then you take it home, the people who bought it take it home, and probably only 60 to 70% of that gets eaten because a lot of people buy vegetables with the greatest intentions, but then they sit in that drawer while you wonder why your kids are eating hot dogs and not broccoli. And so not all the broccoli that gets brought home gets eaten or consumed. So if you start from the beginning and you start with the 2 to 3% that gets left in the field, the 2 to 3% that gets lost on the way to market, the 35% that never gets sold because no one buys it and it gets old, and then the 20 to 30% that may never get eaten because the people who bought it had good intentions but never cooked it, and when they did cook it, they reduced the nutrients by another 50%. So the nutrients that came out of the soil, that ultimately got consumed by a human being were maybe 10%. Think about it. between all of that erosion and the carbon footprint of refrigerating it, the carbon footprint of transporting it on big semis and storing it in warehouses and displaying it in pretty displays at grocery stores. Imagine all of that energy that's used. So between the waste of the calories and the nutrients, and the waste of the energy that it took to deliver those 10% of nutrients to the end consumer, we've got a very inefficient system. Now, by contrast, let me tell you about how we do it. We grow a field, and we're able to harvest 100% of it. You know why? Very close, because we're going to dry it immediately. So if we look at some and we go, you know, this is totally mature, but it will not make it to market, we could still use that. If we look at some and we say it's not quite mature, so we can't sell it, it won't be pretty, so no one will buy it, that doesn't matter to us. We'll still make a juice out of it. And so we harvest the whole field, and then 100% of it is immediately preserved into a form that will be stable for 4 years. So there's going to be no loss on the way to the market. 98% of that, because there is some spillage and handling, 98% of that will make it into a jar that gets sold to somebody. Now, I know that that jar is not going to rot in your refrigerator, so it's probably going to stay until it gets consumed. And I can't guarantee how much gets consumed at the end, but by the reorder rate, my guess is a lot. And so the carbon footprint, because we turn it into a powder, which takes away 97% of the weight and the volume, it then does not require refrigeration. And so our carbon footprint is dramatically reduced for the energy it takes to deliver 100% of the nutrients that came out of the ground at a fraction of the cost per calorie. That is the efficiency of the food that we deliver to you. And the fact that we select those foods, like wheatgrass and kamut and barley and spirulina and all those things, the fact that we select those foods that are absolutely magnificent for your health, is the key. We start with the very best food. We prepare it in the very best way, and we deliver it. So we are a green company. And the way that we deliver nutrients. So I want to create a sixth tribe. And those are those people that understand the green nature of food from the carbon footprint side and try to consume foods that have the minimal impact on the earth. Because that's a tribe that we belong squarely in the middle of as well. So these five tribes, these five reasons why people make buying decisions, we need to learn to speak to them, to let them know that we have what they want. So we are getting more and more of our products certified by the Non-GMO Project. We are getting more and more of our products certified as kosher. More and more of our products will be in vegetarian capsules so that you don't have to worry that even though the product is vegan, the capsule isn't. We are going further and further down the road, and my other green initiatives that are coming up the road, if you have not gotten your ticket to our national convention in August, it is going to be an explosion of improvements for this company that are going to blow your mind. We've already sold over 600 tickets, which is almost as many as came to last year's convention already. So we already sold the same amount of tickets with 3 months to go, 100 days to go, as we did all of last year. So this is going to be an amazing event. You're not going to want to miss it. And the last sort of announcement I want to make, because you know I'm going to open up the phone lines, and we're going to spend a minute with as an Ohana. But the last thing I want to tell you is that I have got the first course of the Purium Academy ready to go. And we've got a couple of spaces left for the next live academy at the Oasis, and it's going to be awesome. We have our biggest group ever. So if you want to hang out with a bunch of amazing Purium people, you know, then I definitely would grab one of those last few spots. We're going to have like 30 people. We're going to have drum circles. We're going to go rafting. We're going to go hiking. We're going to go to the Sequoias, Hot Springs. And in between all of that, we're going to be learning and learning and learning some more. So it's a detoxification. It is a learning vacation. And we're going to have a great time. There are a few spots left. I want to see you there. And then the last thing I would like you to do is I got a very awesome, pleasant surprise. One of my good friends, somebody who I helped mentor a little bit, who is now a thriving vegan and doing really well. She was Miss Norway in 2010. So I'd like everybody to welcome my good friend Marion Dervik. Marion, say hello.
Hi. Hi, everyone.
And Marion's chomping at the bit for Purium to open up in Norway.
Yes.
Yeah. But in the meantime, she orders products and has to have them shipped to her and her family. Her little brother, who she was afraid might be borderline autistic, is now totally into healthy food and is thinking and acting totally clear. And her dad, who's my age or a little bit older, works out every day and is totally ripped. And she is a good example of a Purium protege. So, everybody, I'm going to unlock the phones. I want you to, of course, do our usual hello and goodbye, and also give a little bit of love to my friend Marion.
Goodbye.
Up order.
Marion, aloha.
Good
night,
Marion.
Bye, Chupa.
Hey,
hi, Marion. Hang in there, Marion.
Bye.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Marion.
Great. Thank you, everybody. Good night.
Thank you.
Bye.